I need all this to happen for me. But
when
you get in a room and you're specifically writing for someone else, it's like, this isn't all about me.
Hey, it's Deb. This is Happy Hour with Deb. Today, sorry to stalk you a little bit.
This all good.
Phenomenon, Michael. Nice to meet you. Thanks
nice to
for
meet
Michael
you James. Too.
So, let's talk about some music.
Let's do it.
Let's go backwards.
Okay.
Because you're young. Me too. 29. Right there.
There you go.
Upstate New York? No, Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Okay.
Right on the shore, South Shore.
Yes. Grew up that way.
Uh-huh.
What got you into music?
The thing that got me into music was my dad taking me to a concert when I was 13 years old.
Wow.
I've always listened to different types of music, but never country music. And
wasn't huge on like the East Coast.
Not that I knew of. It didn't start getting huge till I was in high school and college.
Right.
But I was about 13 years old. My dad had tickets to go see Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Jake Owen, Grace
That's
Potter
amazing.
At MetLife Stadium.
Wow.
Where the Giants and Jets play. And that was my first introduction to country music. I had no idea who I was going to see.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you just love it?
From that moment forward, I was like, that's what I want to do.
Oh,
the
my
entertainment
goodness.
Aspect.
That
what I fell
is
in love with.
Unbelievable. So how did you like get started? It's my understanding you taught yourself how to play guitar.
Yeah. So at the time, flash forward about 6 years, I was in college, 19 years old. My brother was 2 years older than me. He's away at college just playing guitar and just posting videos online of him singing at songwriter rounds at college and just cover videos.
Country music or just?
Everything.
Wow.
Kind of. And then I was like, you know, maybe I'll get a guitar. It's like, why not be like your older brother?
Right.
So I just went to the store, bought a guitar, and then went on YouTube, taught myself how to play.
That is unbelievable.
And it kind of took over my life a little bit.
That is amazing. Where'd you go to college?
I went to just a community college on
the mountain,
like 15 minutes away from my house.
Oh my gosh. So you really had this love since you were younger, 13, and now you're like, whoa, threw it right in.
Yeah.
So let's talk how you got to Nashville.
Okay. Yeah.
When did you make this? That's a risky move for any country.
It was. I was debating dropping out of college for a while.
Okay.
I was like, I know this guitar and this songwriting's taken over my life a little bit. And then eventually, I just felt the call from God to take a jump down to Nashville. And I was like, hey, Dad, Mom, dropping out of school. Hope you're good with it.
Right.
And eventually, they were like, all right, we got to have a plan if this is happening.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah. So
that's
we
funny.
Drew out a plan. They were very supportive of it. And now they're my biggest fans. And yeah.
That's so amazing.
Left school, took the drive down.
And how old were you when you got here?
I was 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how'd you get started? How'd you get break in? How'd you get like a great songs? How did that happen?
I guess just going out every single night was how I really got introduced to the whole community. I knew where they hung out because I followed everybody on Instagram before coming here.
Right.
So I knew where everyone was hanging out, and I would just go there every single night for like 8 months straight.
And just work the room.
Yeah, exactly that. Shake hands and become the familiar face in the room.
Oh my
goodness. And just be the guy that was like, oh, you're everywhere.
Yeah, that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
Who'd you meet in those connections?
I think my favorite, now he's like the nicest guy ever, just a friend now, is Nate Smith.
Wow.
And yeah, I used to just like drive him home from the bars at night. just like connections like
Everybody
that.
Everybody needs a sober Sam.
Yeah, I would never drink. I would just be the guy, like, if you need a ride, I'll take you home.
That is so amazing.
And then, yeah, I just started building connections differently like that.
That's unbelievable. Do you have a manager here?
No, completely independent.
That was Holden too.
Uh-huh.
That's hard work. What's it like to do the marketing, the social media, the podcast,
It's a lot on your plate, but you gotta love the game. I feel like if you wanna be in it, you gotta love every aspect of it.
Truth.
Yeah.
And you gotta dive fully in.
100%.
That's
all
like
the way
if
in.
You're gonna make it, especially in a city like Nashville.
Head first.
Yeah. So we were told that if you can make it 10 years here in Nashville, you're golden.
That's what everyone says, a 10-year town. But I really believe it's different for everybody. I feel like some people it's 10 years, some people it's longer. Some people take off after a year or two. It's so different now with social media. So it really depends
yeah,
on that. But I feel like being fully developed as an artist, songwriter, entertainer, it'll take 10 years, but you might have success being on the road prior.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I think being a full-blown, just, you know who you are and you know how to do everything, it's 10 years.
Yeah, that's great. Christian base, Christian background.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess faith-based country music.
Yeah, which is the best.
Yeah.
That's where real country music is.
It's just a pillar in it. Just,
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you do your songwriting and you collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you singing on other artists or just songwriting?
So I'm really writing for myself and singing on my own songs, but if other artists need, like, I'm happy to write on their songs. I do write on other artists' songs just as a songwriter.
Right.
And that's what helps me take a step back. And it makes, because sometimes it gets so caught up and it's like, oh, I need these songs for myself.
Right.
I need all this to happen for me. But
right.
when you get in a room and you're specifically writing for someone else, it's like,
yeah.
oh, this isn't all about me. It's like,
yeah.
now I'm just a part of the process.
Let's
today.
Talk about that, the yeah. competitiveness.
Uh-huh.
And in this town, young artist,
yeah.
you know, all amazing, you know, but what sets you apart? How's that journey going?
I think what's helping me is to take a step back every day and like not compare, because so often I want to compare myself to this guy, but we came up in two completely different scenarios and circumstances, but not comparing and seeing that there's an abundance of success. Everyone could have success nowadays.
Absolutely.
Whether that's with a record label or without one.
Yeah.
You could be as successful as
yeah.
you want to be.
I think it's awesome that when you come from a place of gratitude also, as opposed to, because we all get a little caught up in the numbers and
mm-hmm.
who's talking about us and whatever. So that's such an amazing thing, because it is. You really do have to just step back.
Yeah. Still, I got to do it every single day or else I
like
get
a conscious
up.
Decision every
yeah,
day.
Because I get caught up in it all the time.
Yeah.
You want, I feel like naturally us humans like want to compare.
I know. We do. And we're like social media driven.
Yeah.
Like I have to like put mine away
mm-hmm.
so that I'm not like, because then that'll drive you a little nutty.
Oh, every day that drives me nuts.
So Locash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about that.
Very good people. I love them. So I've been working for them for the past year and a half. I just kind of stumbled into the job, met their day-to-day manager out one day.
As you were working the room when you came here to Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. It was just one of those nights. And then me and him ended up getting lunch. And then the next weekend, I was out on the road doing merch for them, selling merch.
No way.
Yeah, and then eventually we hopped on the Kane Brown tour. Did like
that's unbelievable. That's a win,
yeah.
win. Yeah, that's great.
My first tour seeing arenas.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like we did Bridgestone Arena right
yeah.
downtown. And then, yeah, got promoted to their assistant tour manager. And just been still working with them while I'm
building your own.
Building my own career.
It's a 24/7 operation.
365.
I know, right? There's no like, you don't get President's Day off? No, I'm joking. No, President's
I don't even know
Day
what
off.
That is.
I know, that's unbelievable. So you're still, are you traveling on the road with them also?
Yeah, and it's a very blessed opportunity because I get to write with them sometimes. They let me open here and there. So I get to open the shows and just build my fan base that way.
Wow, that is like a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Right place, right time. Hard work, humble. I think if you move to Nashville and you're a country singer, you almost have to just be so humbled by
you
these.
You gotta, or else this town will humble you.
Yes, yes, it's very true. So what's coming up for you? What are you writing? Where are you performing?
Yeah, there's a lot of songs that are on the horizon for me. I spent the last year just figuring out what I wanna say and writing that, so I've written countless songs. I don't even know how many at this point, but we went in and recorded 10 songs. And I put the first two out the past couple months, and we saw,
yeah.
Yeah, two more songs coming out, and then a full-blown album.
Wow, what's it, tell me what it's like to launch a song, because this is a business, right?
Yeah.
So how's the process with that?
So I have a whole checklist on like a Google Doc that I have to go through, or else I'll forget steps here and there.
Right.
But it really is just first you got to get the song and then produce it into a full track. And I think it's going out and getting the media for it, whether that's song picture or the single cover, and then just the videos and the pictures you're going to post to promote it before and after. It's getting it up on a distribution site, and then it's, once it's out, it's constantly promoting it.
Right.
And then just a lot of business stuff like copyrights and all, like just business paperwork behind the scenes.
Do you have someone that does that or no?
I do all that right
now. Oh my goodness, you're the hardest working man in show business. I love that. That's incredible. So where do you want to be? What's the goal?
I think the goal would be playing in stadiums, just singing the songs that I write and just spreading the light to the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really just come from a positive background, so I want to spread that positivity and that faith that I talk about in my music to others on stage.
That is so amazing. So what would you tell people like yourself? Like young, 13, because we hear about these people that picked up a guitar when they were like 2 months old.
Yeah.
So what would you say? Like, that's remarkable boldness. And your family supported you.
Mm-hmm.
What were you studying in college?
I was going to be a special ed teacher.
Oh.
That was like what was always on my heart, still is, just to like work with kids that have autism or Down syndrome or just special needs in general.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. So what was that like? Like, were you nervous? Like, or were you like, I can't dip my toe. I got to just jump into the water.
My dad was the guy that was always like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But I guess I'm such a hard-headed kid that I'm like, I'm throwing everything into this basket. This is what I want to do. So I just fully jumped in, submerged in it.
Wow. And then just started working every angle.
Every single angle possible that I could possibly figure out. If there's an angle, I'm in it. Trying to go to it.
That's incredible. Because you're your brand.
Yeah.
Nobody will talk about it. No one will love it. No one will be as passionate about it as you are.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what else would you like, when people are looking to do this, like I saw this with Holton too, and he's like telling me about his family, his mom driving here. Like, how would you tell other people, other young artists that want to do this? Like, how do you go?
I say, if you really want to do it, first step is to move here. That's what Luke Combs' manager told me.
Yes.
I was emailing him before. I just like would find all these guys' emails and be like, hey, like I'm a new artist. I'm thinking about moving to town. And he told me, he's like, first step to winning is you got to move here.
You have to get in Nashville.
Yeah. So that would be my first advice, because that's the advice that I was given.
Yeah.
And then when you get here, show up. No matter what room you're in, show up, work hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all the advice that I've gotten, and that I could just
What was the transition out. Like? Coming from the hardcore East Coast.
I was going to say, it was such a culture shock because everyone's so you probably know, everyone's so slowed down here. And just
so slowed down.
I want to say more easygoing, but it also helped me being from the Northeast, because it's like, it's just go
attitude.
Well,
it's a driven side. Like, it's a rat race, New York, Philly, Boston. That's just like,
it's
like you're considered weak if you're not working 18 hours a day.
Yeah, and I think that's just something that helped me so much, was having that attitude and coming from that environment that like, I'll work 18 hours a day and I'll get up and do the same thing tomorrow. Like,
right.
I don't really rest besides the 7 or 8 hours I sleep a night.
That's just to recharge for the next day.
Yeah.
It is truly to be your own rep for your own brand. Uh-huh. That's insane. Yeah. Do your own marketing.
Everything.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Depends. Some nights, like 9, 10 o'clock. Some nights, 1, 2.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So if you had, which stadium is your favorite? Which one are you super excited to play?
Oh, I would.
Please tell me AT&T Stadium.
I would love to do all of them, but the one that's in here is where my first concert was at MetLife Stadium. How could you not want to go back home and play where your first show was?
I know. That is just insane. Yeah. How cool are your dad? So was he always a country music fan?
No, it was around the time my parents were getting divorced that he was getting into country music. And I wasn't even supposed to go to the concert. He was going to take my older brother, but my older brother didn't want to go.
So, oh, my goodness.
And I'm second out of 4 kids. I guess I was just next in line.
Right.
Luck of the draw.
That's crazy. Yeah. And what is your favorite country song, Kenny Chesney?
I Go Back. He wrote that by himself on his bus.
Yes.
It's like the biggest number 2 song ever.
Have you met him?
Never.
Never. But you're in the right spot.
Yeah. Eventually, I will.
You totally will.
Yeah. But it was just, it was a God thing being in that stadium that night.
Absolutely. That was like your calling.
Yeah. It just was meant to be.
What's your favorite thing? What's your favorite song?
I think it's I Go Back.
Okay.
I think that is my all-time favorite song.
Wow.
Not even just because it's him, just because I love those reminiscent songs looking back on life.
Yeah. You're an old soul. I can tell just by sitting here talking to you that you appreciate the older country music, and you know the work that goes in to those kind of people. So tour bus, we need one.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I want mine to be Eagles green. What color do you want yours to be?
Oh, so I've seen, just being on the road, you see all these different artist tour buses, and I love like the white tour buses with the just the black trim on it.
Yes.
Those ones look so cool to me.
I know. Popping from city to, not a bad life.
No. And that's, I feel like I'm blessed to be on that tour. Just all I've ever seen is a tour bus. There's bands that got to come up in vans, and eventually I'm going to have to do that too.
Right.
But being on the bus, I don't know. It's awesome.
It's, you've made
as
it.
As a kid.
Yeah, right. And you're still getting, but that's how you've made it when they, you know, get you your own tour bus. Mm-hmm. Like, that's unbelievable. So you travel with them.
Yeah, we're all on one bus, 12 guys.
Wow. That's crazy. Where have they played? How, like, what big stadiums?
So we haven't done stadiums yet, but we're doing stadiums this summer with Kane Brown. So I think Globe Field is one. Fenway Park is one we'll be doing.
How cool is that?
That's pretty insane.
To say that you're playing at Fenway Park.
Yeah, but besides that, we've just done the arenas.
Wow.
Kane Brown. I think one of the biggest ones was the one in Columbus.
That is amazing.
That was like 13,000 or something.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is that the most, what's the most amount of people you've performed in front of?
So I haven't even performed in front of those, but me in general, maybe like 700 or so. I don't even know. I've played like little venues opening for other acts.
Yeah, that's
just, yeah. But I think it was like 700. We played some minor league baseball stadium at Low Cash. And
cool.
I got to open that one.
That's
my
cool.
Guitar. Yeah.
That's amazing. So where in Nashville are you playing?
I'm playing all around, kind of all the bars, songwriter rounds. Got a show at the Listening Room coming up.
Cool.
Yeah, and just anywhere.
So do they reach out? Because, I mean, I love that, like, that music row. Like, what a cool place. Did they reach out and, like, come play for a night? Or
it's really just being out there, and I guess it's knowing the people that put the shows on. It's being out in that environment every night. Like all these spots that are having me, I just know the guys from being out and being at their rounds prior.
Wow.
And they're just like, hey, why don't you put together a show?
For like I bet that people that are in country music are just cool and humble. Mm-hmm. Anything a little cutthroat in this biz?
I mean, every business has its cutthroat, but I don't know, I tend to just navigate towards the positivity, and if there is negative in it, I just like brush it off. It goes one through one ear and out the other.
That's amazing. That's just a good life lesson, to just gravitate towards good energy and not like...
Because there's a lot of good in this industry. I know a lot of people probably hear bad stories, but there's a lot of nice people.
I have to tell you, as far as like the country stars that we've done in Nashville, it's all been a very authentic kind of family, wanting to help each other.
Exactly. That's what I've learned too, is everyone's just picking up the next guy as they're being picked up by the guy above them.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because it is, and probably a very different industry than like being in LA or, you know, where it is just, it's so nice to see that you guys collaborate together and do things together. Mm-hmm. So when's the next song released?
Next month. I haven't announced the date yet, but it's probably one of my favorite songs that I've written.
That's
awesome.
It's
coming late next month.
Late next month, you're dropping it. Mm-hmm. And then when is a full album coming out?
Sometime in the summer. I haven't announced any dates for really anything yet, but in the summertime, it'll be here.
That's incredible.
For sure.
So then you'll go perform.
Yeah. Once the product's out there, then it's time to hit the road
and
get out there.
It's time to hit the road. I know. Holden said he was like, when the Phillies are the Phillies thing, I'm like, are you going home for the Phillies? Because that's so cool.
Yeah. He just called me yesterday. He's like, hey, you want to come to the Phillies game this weekend? I was like, I can't, but like, I would love to.
Wow. Is he performing? I bet he is.
No, I think it's that song that he's got coming out is going to be played in the stadium.
I love, we've only heard the intro, right? You've heard the whole song.
I've heard the whole song like 50 million times.
Okay. So, I mean, I think Philly's a passionate sports city.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, and you're from the East Coast too, so that's
kind of, I understand that.
You get it. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's even crazier when you come, because we, there's a whole different value set when you live on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a different, when I tell people I have a place in Texas, they're like, Texas? Texas is a great place. You know, it's a lot, it reminds me a lot of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, but it's like a different, I think people just expect you to be a little more uptight, a little more edgy, a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here, everybody's just here for the good of the good.
Exactly.
Right.
That's how it is. That's how exactly how I look at it.
Right. Where are you playing locally soon?
I think the next show I have is at the Listening Room, which is an iconic Nashville venue.
We know it.
Yeah, where you have huge songwriters come in. I'm just grateful I get to go up there and play.
And you just get to suck it all in.
Yeah. And I think the next full band show I have would be around the time of the album release, where we're going to have a listening party prior. I'll have to invite you guys back
out.
We
would love.
If you're in town, we're going to have a listening party with a full acoustic band.
Wow.
And just play through the whole album, talk about the songs. And then after that, I believe we'll be doing Whiskey Jam and then a showcase, full band.
Wow. So who does your music?
Production-wise?
Yeah.
His name is Lucas Bracewell. He actually doesn't live too far from here.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's, bring him over.
Yeah. We've been working together before I even moved to town.
Wow. Like,
I came down here before I ever moved
to
town.
So young, and you established connections on the East Coast.
Yeah.
To come here.
Through Facebook.
I know. I know. Like, it is honestly the tool that we just never, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm like, the social media thing, I feel like I need just to tap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I get it. That's how.
I really want to take like a huge social media fast and just get rid of it for a little bit, because my mind, I'm so addicted to it.
Right.
But you can't.
For what? Are you addicted for yourself or just to check yourself?
I think it's really just checking.
Yeah.
I don't, it's not even about like being on and posting. It's more just like, oh, what's that? I don't even know. It's like, I don't even want to know what everyone's up to. It's
I just know. Like, I that's more stress. I know. Point. It's like noise that you don't need in your life.
Yeah.
But you check, you're like, you got right back to me.
Yeah, I'm always on it.
Like, you check your own stuff too.
Uh-huh.
And you can honestly tell that you're just authentic and you just come up that way.
I'm just trying to be me.
Yeah. And now, is that hard in a industry like this where everybody's trying to get?
Nah, I feel like I've always been sort of that way, where like I just didn't flow wherever the crowd went, even in school. It's just like I would do my own thing.
Wow.
I don't really want to be part of the popular crew.
Yeah.
Per se, the popular kids. Yeah. It's like I just want to do what
You'll
I like to
go
do.
You'll go so much further.
Yeah, and I'll find my crew.
Yeah, your people will come to you.
Yeah.
You know, it will take you so much further than being that kind of guy that, you know, won't even do a podcast like this. It won't sit down and actually. Get. I think that's so great that like humbleness will take Holden same way.
He's
just a humble.
I think that's why we found each other, gravitated towards each other. It's just
how'd
like,
that be? Where were you like at a?
I was out one night, and he was playing on the same songwriter round as one of my friends that I went out to watch, and I knew of his name around town, and he was just playing a bunch of beach songs, and I went up to him after. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm from the beach, like. Why don't we do something? Like, why don't we write a song?
Yeah.
And then we wrote a song. It ended up being a good song.
That's great.
And then we just kept hanging out and kept writing songs and just, yeah. It's built into more of a friendship than more of like
a
collaborative
business
thing. It's like now we're just, oh, you want to hang out? What
you guys
doing today?
Are very similar personalities. Like, you're humble, you're kind.
Thank you.
You want to like make the world a better place kind of. And that's great. Because from the outside looking in, it's kind of like people feel like you guys are untouchable. You know? Like, I know, he's the same way. He's like, I'm a huge star. You are. You know, if your people are following you and really enjoying your stuff,
yeah.
And then, you know, that's, you're an idol in their eyes.
And I think, yeah, we're just trying to steward that as best as possible. Like, I know Holden and myself, we're trying to get back to every single person that reaches out to us.
That is the coolest thing to me.
And like, we have fans put us in group chats, I know that, and like, we'll respond, we'll talk, we're just another guy.
Right.
Like, if you found us on the street and would,
you could come you up are and, truly just you, another
you
guy.
You could come up and talk to us. It's not like we have this force field around us. It's right. like, no.
But honestly, that's how the rest of the world sees that, you know, that you've made it. You've got all these followers and, you know, albums and stuff coming out. And people are a little intimidated by that.
Hey, they can reach out to us. We'll talk to
them. I know. I love, think that's it's so, like,
we're
cool.
We're so grateful for each and every one
of them. I think that is so beautiful. Yeah, like, don't ever lose that.
Yeah, without them, we don't have this. Without ears to listen to music, we don't have anyone to listen to what we make.
Right. So I was at Crash My Playa.
How was that? I've heard great things. I've seen
you
videos.
You want to go next year?
Kind of.
We got a little connection. So I really think, like, with people like, and it's all, I mean, these are hardcore, humbled country music fans mm-hmm. that save all year
yeah.
to go to Crash My Playa. And it was just, it was beautiful. I mean, it's 5 days of music by the pool. Mm-hmm. And then because it's not stadium, you know, you're on the beach the
whole
time.
It's more intimate.
It is just like these people are so fabulous. Mm-hmm. So we were lucky enough to get that, we have a little connection, get backstage. I got to meet Bailey Zimmerman.
Great kid. He's of the kids
crazy,
that
I, sweet, kind yeah. dude.
I saw him at the mall a couple weeks ago and like, just nice human. Just
nice
like,
human.
I've met him a few times. It's just like, I don't think I've met anybody that nice.
Such a nice guy and so willing. I was like walking to the restroom. He's like, I love your hat. Come over here and drink tequila with me. I'm like.
And that's who he is.
Because we're like starstruck. I was like. Yeah.
He's just a regular down-home boy. And he's like, come hang with me. Come.
And everybody was like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, we got to meet Jelly Roll, which was just amazing.
Dustin?
Yeah.
Dustin was great
Have you met him?
So we, on that Kane tour, we toured with him. And I don't think anyone knows this. My first job when I got to town, just because I needed to work, I worked for Dustin's manager. So
no.
I know
no.
the whole crew and everybody.
Way.
Yeah.
And that's great because you love it and they probably love you. So that's like, there's your...
They're all family to me now.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you had to get a job.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously, you have to eat.
Yeah.
And then, right? Or you're going to have to do something. So then... How did that, do you just start merging those connections and?
So how that all came about was I went down Music Row and I was just knocking on every door. And I was like,
I love this story.
Like, I just need a job. Like, yeah, I'm an artist and songwriter, but I needed some work. Like, where can I apply?
Right.
And everyone's like, go online, go online, go online, go online.
I know, that is kind of the way,
yeah.
right? But you know, you want your personality, your authenticity, your kindness to come show through.
And I'm about to just go back to my car. I'm like, I went through the whole block pretty much.
Right.
I'm just going to go home. Like
right.
everyone was like, go online. And then there's this one building that's like diagonal from where Big Loud is, and they're called Homestead. And I knew of them, but I didn't really know anything about them, rather than they managed Sam Hunt, Dustin Lynch, Connor Smith, and now mm-hmm. Madeline Merlo.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, one more door won't hurt. And as you know, just how it works, it's like the last door I knock on, the guy answers, he's like, oh, come on in.
That's
And he sits me down and he's like, 1998, I did the same exact thing. He's like, I had no resume.
Wow.
I just knocked down these doors. And it was like, it was just a full circle thing. Cause like, he did that in 1998. I was born in 99.
Right.
It was just like, it's like wild. And he brought me upstairs, introduced me to the whole team.
Wow.
And then, yeah, just started going back until I actually like got my first job with him. I just go and hang out. And
That's
just stay
great.
Consistent. And then they gave me work. I was starting to work for Sam Hunt a little bit.
Yeah, he's great too.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
All
I
these
heard.
Guys are like so down to earth
yeah.
and nice. Yeah. Got to be in his music video.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Then, yeah, that was kind of how it all started for me on like a seeing the industry on the inside type thing.
So fearless is another thing if you were giving advice to young. One, get to Nashville.
Yeah.
Right.
Get to Nashville, show up. Be bold. Don't afraid to talk to the most powerful person in the room.
Absolutely.
Because they, most likely, the nicest guy in the room.
Yes.
And everyone's willing to help you.
Yes. And that's incredible, too, because I don't think you know that as, like, a fan looking in. Because
mm-hmm.
we're so, like, they're
yeah.
big. They're important.
It's like, you don't even learn that until you get here, really.
Right.
It took me a little bit to learn. It's like,
yeah. Do people recognize you?
Here and there, I guess. I actually got recognized when we were on tour with Kane. We were in Philadelphia playing a show.
The city of brotherly love?
Yeah.
The home of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Whatever that amphitheater is there. I forgot what it's called.
Not the one in Jersey or the one that's in...
It's in Philly somewhere.
It's in Philly. I don't know.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's awesome. We played... It was Locash and Restless Road and Kane. But, like, a fan came up to me and recognized me. I was just sitting at the front of house watching the show.
No.
And she's like, oh, her and her mom came up. They're like, we saw you play open for Restless Road in New York City.
No and way. I was like, whoa. What's the feeling when somebody does that?
That was the first time it ever happened to me. I was like, whoa.
That's, like, wow. Gratitude or, like, holy shit, I've made it. Like, what? How do you even?
I think it's a mix of every emotion you can possibly think of. Gratitude, shock, like, oh, this is happening. Like, I've only heard stories of this happening to huge artists.
Right.
And now it's happening here.
Well, you'll be playing it. You'll be playing it, Cash My Playa.
I'm ready for
like,
it.
Like, no
Luke
doubt.
If Luke ever wants to have me, I'm there.
First of all, he's crazy fun. Because we were backstage and he's filming a podcast. And he's like, come on over, get drinks. Like, just...
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with country music as opposed to, like, other music where they kind of make themselves untouchable. Country, they just want everybody to
They'll party with you.
Right. Oh, he was fun on stage, too. And we did. It was so cool because it was, like, literally, like, 5 days of just humble people, good food, you know, great music.
Great weather.
Great weather. It rained one day, but I'm going to be honest, I don't think anybody was even like, who cares?
Yeah, you're in a pool anyway, right?
You're in a pool. Who cares? I mean, it was pouring down the first people. Every country music fans are very like-minded, you know, so they're just happy to be around other. And every artist was, because it's on the beach, so they're like accessible and that's for people who, I mean, it's not a cheap venture to do, but I think like for people to have be able, you know, to talk like, hey, Michael James, I love you. And like get to have that kind of connection.
Yeah.
Which is really, in like the show business world, very unusual.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that.
Yeah, it is cool. That's the thing that sets country music apart in itself, is that the artists are accessible.
Yes.
And even the songwriters. Like, there's a lot of songwriters that just write songs, but they have big followings.
Yeah. I mean, for you to sing them, somebody's got to write them. You write all your own.
So that's something... I got the opportunity to talk to Toby Keith last year. I opened a show for Locash. This is a whole story. I'm just going to tell the whole thing.
Let's go.
So I was opening a show in Orlando for Locash. And then our monitor engineer was like, hey, you know you just opened in front of Toby Keith. And I was like, no. And I'm glad I didn't know that because I probably would have been freaked out on stage and been so like looking at him after every song. But he's like, yeah, you just played in front of Toby Keith. And sure enough, he was out in the crowd just watching.
Wow.
And I waited till the whole show was over. And I went up to him and just started talking to him. He was just like, hey, man, like, where are you from? I was like, Long Island. He's like, country boy from Long Island. How did you do that?
Right.
But like, he plays there every summer. So it's like, he knows the environment. But he was just giving me...
Just a regular dude.
Yeah, just giving me a bunch of advice.
Such a sad story. We were down here right after.
I was sad. About that too.
I have to tell you, I think Red Solo Cup has been my theme song my entire life. I think it was meant for me, that song.
It's a good song.
It's my like when I'm feeling down, good song. Uh-huh. It's my like it's Friday, let's go cold, you know, drink cold beer kind of song. And so sad.
Yeah.
Just such an incredible man.
Yeah, I was definitely shocked when I heard that. I thought he was doing better. He went up on stage that night and lit up the crowd. I was like joking around, having fun, but I was grateful to have that advice that he gave me. That was like, he was like, write every song. He's like, write every song. Unless someone that gives you a song, like that song could take you to the next level. He's like, write every song. He's like, that's what I do.
That's awesome.
And
that's
I'm
great
gonna
advice.
Keep that advice for life.
Yeah.
So that's what I do now. I write
it's
every song.
It's a good just advice for life. Like, take the pictures. Uh-huh. Make the time for people. Get back to your fans.
And one thing that stood out about him was that when he was talking to me, there was girls tapping him on the shoulder behind him, but he did not flinch. His eyes were locked on me. Did not care about what was around him. And he was like that with every person he talked to.
That's amazing.
If he's in the conversation with you, he was in the conversation with you.
That's incredible. Holding space.
Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah, that's...
great guy.
Yeah, that is so incredible. So that's fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we gotta get you. Our goal, I'll give you our long-term goal, is next year, Crash My Playa, we want to interview... Done. Bailey's coming off the stage. First of all, Bailey would sit for an interview.
Oh, 100%.
This man was great. He's like, let's get pictures, whatever. He's like, I'm like, this man is incredible. Mm-hmm.
He's got a great team around him.
He has a great team.
They are all doing it so well and the right way.
You have very similar energy to him. Like, he's a very, like, he was just a really humble, cool, just took off. So our plan is... that we want to be down there. You'll be sitting with us.
I'm there. Let's go.
We have Holden too, right? For sure. Let's get all our buddies in.
Let's do it.
And then we're interviewing as people get off the stage.
Uh-huh.
Or at the pool party. Mm-hmm. How fun would it be to walk around the pool party?
I think it would be a great time.
And just do a pop.
I'm down for
it. Let's do it. That's my environment.
Is the beach. And Holden too.
The beach
and a pool.
I know.
Mexico.
I know. And everybody, the whole plane ride was like singing different music.
It's everybody going down to the
same
spot.
Unbelievable. And I travel pretty extensively, but there was something about that. It's the first time I did it. I've been invited a few times, but those people are the salt of the earth. Like, they're not there to show off diamonds and furs. Like, they're there to listen to good country music and connect with other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of very faith-based people.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That's cool. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It was very cool. And I know it's gotten bigger over the years as it's grown, but what an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. I got to check it out. It sounds like a great time.
Oh, you're going to come.
I've only seen the videos from you.
Right.
Talking about it, but like, hey, let me know.
Yeah, we're totally going. That's amazing. So what do you think is... the one driving thing, besides, you know, you go into that concert. Are your parents crazy supportive?
Yeah.
Are they?
They're my biggest fans. When I play back in New York, my dad sells my merch for me. My mom lives in Florida now, but she'll fly into every show.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to drop out of, like, I'm a parent. You know what I mean? And fly and be like, what? But I also believe that you got to jump in. If you love it and you're passionate about it, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world spends so much time overthinking that they don't ever get to living their dreams.
Yeah, I think that's just something that I've always done is I should think about stuff more. But like,
right.
I'm always like, oh, this seems like
I think it's overrated to think.
This seems like a great idea. Just jump into it and figure it out as you go.
Well, because if you start to overthink about it, you're going to talk yourself out of it, right? Because you're going to think of all the reasons why you shouldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So you just, I'm the same way. I just jump in. I'm like, the rest will figure it. Life figures itself out.
Yeah.
Like, logistically, it figures itself out. So it will.
Yeah. If I told you I had any idea what I was doing when I jumped down, I'd be lying.
Right. All you know is you're used to working 18 hours a day.
Yeah, and semi-good at a guitar. And
you're very good.
I guess it's over time, but could barely write a song when I got down here.
Always had incredible voice?
No.
No?
I still don't think I do. I think it's still being taught every day. Vocal lessons, all this. I was never really able to sing. It's all just taught.
Gosh, you really did dream big.
Yeah.
That was great. Because we always think like you had to have some natural talent.
I think if anything is natural talent for this industry, it would be the entertainment aspect. That's where I thrive, is on stage. And just being able to get a crowd going and just being able to pick someone out and like put smiles on people's faces. That's where it is natural for me more.
Yeah.
But still, I got to learn more every day.
For an artist to pick somebody out of a stage is a life-changing moment for that person.
It's the best part when you're
on
stage. There's one show where there's this older lady, and she was dancing, having a great time. And just, how could you not pick them
How could you
and
not?
And the crowd all gravitates towards them and, like, cheers them on.
Right.
It's just, it's getting the whole crowd going.
I think that is so fantastic because it is, like, that's a life-changing moment for that. Who do you think your biggest audience is?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's just the average person that just knows they don't have it all together, but knows that there's hope for something better.
I'm going to be honest. As you go through life, nobody has it all together.
Yeah. I think that's what I realized, too, why I make the music I do now. It's like, no one's perfect.
No.
And, like, yeah, I found hope in Jesus, and I knew I wasn't perfect, and that's why I gave my life to him, because I knew that's what he's there for.
Right.
To and pick look you up how, and build you up. And
yes.
Yeah.
That's part of the, like, letting go, and it'll figure itself out, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big believer that to trust in the process,
uh-huh.
and that things will work out.
Yeah.
You know? And somehow it does.
Yeah.
And you can still eat ramen noodles.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. So I think back to that question, I guess thinking about it more, it's based on the song. Each song has their own audience.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What's the greatest like inbox you've ever gotten? All right. I know it's to come on this show, but what's the second greatest one?
Second greatest was this girl who found me on TikTok emailed me. It was just like so grateful for finding the music and just like the music helping her and her faith. And that's all I could ever dream of is it, if it helps you in your walk.
Right. Somebody out there is using your song to get through a really difficult time.
Yeah. And I get so many comments like that on TikTok, and which back in the day when I was making music about fake IDs and
right,
all this stuff, which was a fun time. It's like, no one really comments that. They're all just like, great song, or just requesting you to sing it a second time at a show.
Yeah.
And that's the pinnacle for that song. But like now making music that means something to me and to others, it's like, oh, it's actually making an impact in people's lives.
That is insane. Like, how do you, like, I can't imagine that that's the song that made somebody make a decision to better their lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing I could ever do. I feel like I'm just a vessel for it.
You are totally just a vessel for it.
It's nothing in my power.
Right. Well, you were brought here to do, and that, I think that that's just so beautiful, but I can't even imagine the night. And you guys answer it. That's amazing that you just get back to your fans like that.
Yeah,
too.
How could you not? They're so supportive of us. I want to be supportive of them.
Amen.
And their lives.
Amen, right? Because they're your people.
Yeah.
That's it. And when you get a good following like that.
I think it's keeping a head. That's what helps me is keeping a headspace like that, where it's like, you're not this famous guy who sings music and you have this huge following. You're the same as everybody else. You're just,
right.
Everyone's all the same.
Yeah. We really are all just the same people.
Yeah.
We just want to be loved and accepted and give back and make other people feel good.
Yeah. And I was talking to someone about this the other day at a show. He was telling me just about a situation he was in, and it just dawned on me. It was like, in God's eyes, we're all the same.
Yes.
No one, if you're a billionaire, you're the same as the guy that has two pennies.
Right. And I think when you live your life like that, money comes. It will come.
Yeah.
You know, because you're authentic and you're great and like it will come.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that. That's it. You're changing people's lives.
What more could you ask for? Right?
I don't think I nothing.
Even if you never get a dollar,
fills my cup.
Yeah, if you don't get a dollar more in your life, but you're changing people's lives.
That's it.
Hey,
right. And I always say, if I could do what I do for free, I would, because I just wholly want people to have a better existence.
Yeah.
Because life's really hard.
It is.
You know?
But it also could be really easy.
Yeah.
If you dumb it down a little bit.
Right.
That's why I dumb it down in my head. I'm like, wait,
right.
It kind of is a lot more simple than we all think. But you can make it hard on yourself.
Right. What's it, how do you block out noise? Because I bet in a town like this, you've got people chirping.
Yeah.
Like, let me do this for you and I can get you this. And how do you stay focused on what your real purpose is?
For me, I pray about everything.
That's great.
Yeah. I pray about everything, and if it takes a week, it takes a day, it takes a month, I wait for the answer.
That's beautiful.
And that's like, I've had deals come across the table and gotten the answer, and it's like, not right now.
Yeah.
As much as you want it, because it's like, oh, I could get on the
road. I know,
and start,
I was gonna say,
shows.
It's part of you, like, give me that pen, let's go, right? Because, but you have to think long term.
Yeah.
what is, you know, how's this, if I want to keep making this this music and I want to keep touching people, because we're money driven, right?
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I mean, I struggle with that too.
I think it's a normal thing. Like, we all get caught up. It's like, you need money for everything nowadays.
You do. So, and you need more money now.
Yeah. For, so how do you not get caught up?
You need more than you needed before. Yeah.
How do you not get caught up and wanting to make $1 million?
Yeah.
But also being like satisfied where you are.
Right. How do you know when you, so you just keep making right decisions. And then it's obviously just your personality and your hard work and your consistency has landed you all that stuff. You want to tour yourself? Like, that's it. You're the spotlight, the stadiums, Bridgestone, you're the headliner.
I'd like to tour, but where my music is at, like, I don't want any of the praise. Like, I'm here to help better your life and redirect the glory. And that's something that, like, over time, I used to want to be the guy that's like, that's why I struggled every day. It's like, oh, they're cheering for me. They're cheering for me. But like 3 years ago when I just dove deep into my faith, it's like, I don't even want that anymore. As much as my flesh wants it.
Yeah.
I just want to redirect
it. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because your flesh, it's like, it's a money grab.
Yeah. As much.
I love that you sit back like that though and just take the time, because you're right. God will put you in the right place. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine being young and being popular that it's bombardment of people that want to.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, I always go back to that. We are all human. We're going to make mistakes. We might make a terrible decision. We might make a great decision. But that's what makes us human.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So who's your go-to? Your parents? Who's your go-to person?
My go-to person. For advice, you'd say, or just like if I need someone to talk to, my older brother.
Yeah.
He's the guy that I'll call.
Is he in music still?
So he dabbles in music still. He writes a little bit, but he's a worship leader out in California. He got married, moved out there. His wife is from there. So they live out there and just.
Wow.
He does worship music.
Good for him.
Yeah. But he'll still write country music here and there.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All out of New York.
Uh huh.
Who would think? You're not a Giants fan?
No.
No.
Heck no.
No Jets? No.
No. My mom's from Illinois.
Okay.
So I'm a Chicago sports fan. Die hard.
There
Bears,
you go.
Bears, Bulls, Cubs.
Yes. Well, you're not even old enough to know when, like, the Bears were, like, the thing.
No. I remember Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
But besides that, no.
Like, Jim McMahon.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I love sports. I love football.
Uh-huh.
So to me, but it's funny because when I'm in Texas, everyone's like, the Philadelphia Eagles.
She's back.
Yeah. You might as well be like, you're from Kuwait.
Yeah. But Philly is such a big sports city too.
It's a huge sports city. And I think we're known to be a little on the insane side. I don't think it's insane. I think it's passion.
I think it's passion more than insane. Cause
yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's I think the fans are, I mean, it's a blue collar city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Cowboys where they're, you know, wearing fur coats and dripping into. That's not what Philly is.
Yeah.
It's a blue collar city.
Yeah.
And I think they're like, those fans are, you know.
They spend their hard earned money on those tickets.
That's it. And they don't have money
there. We want to win.
That's it. They want to win. And then Jason Kelce, the whole Holden got a chunky soup can.
He told me about that.
I was like, I'm so jelly. Like, I just want one. But, you know, the Eagles organization has been really good to him.
He's been very well treated by that organization.
He has.
They love him over there.
I know. Will you do a little bear song, maybe?
Maybe one day.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But you should come to Philly and hang out.
I want to check it out. So actually, when I was little, I don't know why we went, but my dad took me and my brothers to an Eagles game. It was an Eagles-Vikings game in Philadelphia. I don't know why we went. I think it was just his job. He worked as a printer, and they would print for a bunch of sports teams.
Wow.
So I think they just got tickets.
Wow.
So
nobody was thrown down steps. No. Everybody was good.
It was like one of those snowed out games where it got canceled the week before.
Stop.
And we went back and it was still
ice cold.
Ice cold. But it was a cool experience because Brett Favre was playing.
Yes.
And it was
an
awesome game.
I mean, there's nothing like going to a game. Like, I think that's so amazing. So good for Holden. That makes me happy that he's doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Would you ever do something with him?
100%.
Yeah.
That was my best friend.
Yeah.
I think we talk about it all the time. There will definitely be a day we do a song together, but just what the song is, we don't know yet. I think it's got to be like the perfect song comes across our table.
Absolutely.
But it's when it comes, it's 100% going to happen.
Yeah, because you, both of you, are just so fabulous and approachable and genuine and likable and authentic. Yeah. So it seems like a natural pairing to put you guys together.
I think he'd love, I don't know if you talked about it with him, but I'm, yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'm sure he would be too.
If what was what if that was the thing that pushed you guys over the edge?
If that's what pushes us over, let's do it.
That would be cool, right?
It would be so on brand if that's the thing.
Then the white tour bus comes. Yeah. You know he's going to have one side painted green.
I think he'll have the whole thing. What is it called? Kelly Green?
Kelly Green.
Yeah, I think he'll have it Kelly Green wrapped.
I tell these guys that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I want an Eagles Green tour bus.
Got to get it.
I don't. They believe in me, though. So hey,
would
I'm
you
like,
have the Eagles logo on it?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say why not? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I love, I mean, those are my people. So why not?
I think that's the difference between Eagles fans and the rest of the world is like your entire lifestyle is Eagles.
It's ridiculous. Half my house in Texas is all Eagles stuff. And it's like when people come in, they're like, oh my God. Like there's like my office is all done. But it's a different kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I love Texas. I love Texans. I think they're amazing people. Mm. But it's just a different vibe, you know? It is true. No one likes us, and we really just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole different vibe. But there isn't the money in Philly that there is in Texas. So being able to go to these games, whatever, is truly a luxury. Mm-hmm. It's a blue-collar city.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's just so cool.
It's a cool environment, a whole different environment.
Have you ever been?
Just that one time.
Yeah, we got to get you in there for some cheesesteaks.
I feel like we, besides that one show we played and then that one football, it's really just driving through on a tour bus. I haven't really stopped and like enjoyed the city.
Yeah.
I've had a Philly cheesesteak though, in Philly.
All right, which do we know where?
I forgot where it was, but it was just like this little place on the side of the road and it was the best cheesesteak I've had. It was in Philly, yeah.
It's a Philly thing, that's how they make them.
Exactly.
But I see them on menus in other places, I'm like, not saying.
I wish I knew where it was. It's probably back in a text chain between me and Holden from like 8 months ago somewhere. But
well, when you come, we'll have to all three of us get a cheesesteak together.
Let's do it.
All right. Tell the listeners, how can they follow you? Where can they see you? How can they get more of you?
Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to music. Honestly, just search up Michael James. And then Instagram is at Michael James. TikTok is at It's Michael James, I think.
I know, it's crazy all the different names.
YouTube, Michael James, and then wherever you listen to music, essentially, is where I'll be.
That's awesome. Yes, and you're going to keep us updated.
100%.
On the, release of the songs and the albums, and we want to come to the party, right, guys?
You guys are coming.
We want to come to the party, for sure. We'll make sure.
It's going to be in this little speakeasy place.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's even cooler.
Yeah.
I know. I think that is such a cool, intimate setting. That's where you get really people to open up.
Yeah. It'll be a nice, intimate setting, like 40, 50 people or so. And then,
it will be really cool. Yeah. We would be honored to come.
Yeah, you guys are all coming.
I'm
putting you on the list.
We were so excited when you said yes. We were like, I was like, so excited. Like, we are honored.
I was bummed when it got canceled last time and then put back on. Like, but I'm glad it's back.
I know. I got like a hell of sick. And then it was
happens.
Like to not be able to fly when you know you've got people waiting for you. But thank you for your patience.
Of course. Yeah.
And
I had the fit of time.
It was, thank you so much. And all right, you're going to come back.
Yeah.
And keep us updated. And
anytime you want.
Well, thank you, Michael James. You rock. We're huge fans.
Thank you for having
and we
me.
Will promote it. And absolutely, we're going to keep up.
100%.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's our pleasure.